And, you know, when you talk about specifically enough getting help from certain people in specific areas and things like that, you have to look at ultimately what is your mindset. When you're working with somebody one-on-one, it's all about mindset. So my guest today, Tenna Taylor, is going to kind of go into that in a lot of ways, and specifically how she coaches others to help them reach the results they need to reach. How are you, Tenna?
I'm amazing, Neil. Thank you so much for having me here today.
So tell us, I recognize when you kind of reached out to me about, I saw a post talking about ADHD and how that relatability of you as an ADHD entrepreneur and how you work with others, kind of defined your ADHD for me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know what? I seldomly use ADHD. I prefer actually hypersensitivity because, you know, it's kind of wide range. And I don't necessarily work only with people who have ADHD, although most of my clients actually do, and myself included. So I am a coach. I am an empowerment and breakthrough coach for people who have ADHD, but who are also hypersensitive. Neurodiverse, so we would call them, and who also have big dreams, big goals, you know, mighty ambition. So what I actually help them with is I help them to execute on their potential, to take all those brilliant, shiny ideas and put them into action in a way that's kind of friendly, not only to their mind, but to their body, to their nervous system, and to actually in a way which is unique to them.
And it has to be unique to them, right? Because so you're talking about, how do you notice, do they allow them come to you because they know that what you coach, the level, the people that are highly sensitive or have ADHD?
Not at all. And that's a great question. Not at all. They actually come to me for kind of completely different reason. Well, not really different per se, but connected, right? Connected, but yet not, they didn't, you know, I'm yet to hear someone who says, Tenna, I'm hypersensitive and I need your help. Or Tenna, I have ADHD and I need your help. So people usually come to me because, you know what, I've been mulling this idea over and I just cannot pull it off. Or, you know what, no matter what I do or how I do it, I'm just not getting those results in my practice that I was hoping for. Or Tenna, I've invested so much into marketing thus far. I've burned money, literally. And I'm still not hitting those KPIs. I'm not seeing those numbers, right? So the first thing I do with them, we first really go kind of deep and we try to understand, I call it energy strategy pairing, right? What is it in their strategy that went wrong? And what was in their energy that was not aligned to who they are and what they need? And we go from there. But to answer your initial question, do they know and do they come to me specifically for that? In most cases, no. Maybe 5% of people come to me because they have ADHD. And they're like, Tenna, I cannot focus. And I heard you were the person to help me focus. But that's also kind of a minority to speak.
So you look at, are you mostly working with entrepreneurs or anyone that potentially, yeah?
Yeah, it's mostly self-employed people. It's mostly entrepreneurs and leaders. Although, you know, I always say you don't have to be an entrepreneur to be a leader. And some people fit really nicely in a corporate rat race and actually make it a corporate win race. So I actually kind of just, I say leaders. And then once again, it's mostly entrepreneurs. But if someone is in corporate and they really want to shine, they can still benefit a lot from what I'm offering.
So let's go to what you said, all these different reasons. How do you kind of identify that they're not really hitting their, they kind of tell you their goals, but you kind of listen to them and hear where they're going with specific things and how they're not staying focused, right?
Yeah, it's not even, you know, about staying focused. It's more than that. It's about feeling like you're utilizing maybe 5 to 10% of your actual potential, like feeling you have so much more to give, yet for some inexplicable reason, you don't know how to. It's about having your time eaten up, right? You know, for neurodiverse folks, our time management skills, part of my French, suck. I'm not going to say in a live show, but basically, so it's around understanding that, hey, okay, how to help you to manage your time in a way that's suitable to you. And then, of course, the pivotal part, the most important part, I would say, how do we make sure that your biochemistry as an entrepreneur, as a leader, as a highly ambitious individual who is also hypersensitive, actually works for you. And I think this is what stands out, you know, from everything else that I do, really, because my job is to not only propel their mindset, but to help them to get back into their body, to trust their body, and to make sure that their body works for them, not against them.
So what kind of things so their body works for them versus against them? What do you look for?
Well, you know, that's quite an interesting question. So for example, let me give an example of how, if you're a highly sensitive person, how can your body actually work against you in a business sense, okay? So let's say that you know that there is, you know, a podcast that you need to be hosted on because that's going to open many doors for you, right? And, you know, you need to go through the grind, so to speak. You know, then you need to send your application, you need to record a video, you need to put yourself out there, right? Yet there is something that's holding you back. And for the life of you, you cannot pinpoint it because, let's say, you've been in the industry for 10 plus years, you have, you know, viable results, you have all this, but something just prevents you from putting your face out there. Or even more so, I have many clients who come to me and they cannot do their own videos, right? Besides, like, and they have everything they could hope for. They have expertise, they have experience, they have testimonials, they give people results, they have accreditation, certifications, whatnot, yet they cannot put themselves out there. So for most business coaches, right, they go and say, oh, let's check your mindset. Let's, you know, motivate you, or let's inspire you. Let's create to-do lists for you. And I say all that's good and fine, but that's not going to work for someone who is highly sensitive or neurodiverse. Why? Because the reason that they're not putting themselves out there, you know, to be hosted on a podcast, to be a keynote speaker, whatnot, is not in their mindset. It's in their nervous system. Because you see, for people who are highly sensitive, their nervous system gets triggered very easily. So what is for neurotypical people, I call them also thick skin, but not as an insult, actually, more of a, as a compliment, right? Whenever they get out of the comfort zone, they feel like they just dropped 20 pounds. There is this initial panic, right? But after a while, they're like, okay, I was so afraid, but this is good, right? This is not the case for people who are hypersensitive and especially neurodivergent, because when they leave their comfort zone, to them, to their nervous system, it feels like they're going to die, right? Being chased by a lion. This is literally how it feels like to put yourself out there, to be visible. And their nervous system knows that. Their subconscious mind knows that. So what is that? It's what is their nervous system doing? It goes into one of the famous four modes: freeze, fight, flight, fawn. Now, for this specific group, it's mostly freeze or flight, right? So they go and they run away from even from the initial idea of putting themselves out there, or most often than not, they go into the freeze state, also known as immobilization. They don't do anything, right? We also call it procrastination or executive dysfunction, right? And it always happens when they are just about to reach that threshold. They're just about to cross the comfort zone. They're just about to get somewhere they never were before. And, you know, and they take one bold step front and they get pulled 3 steps back. So this is where I come in and I say, okay, you tried it all. But did you try safety? Did you try to put your body, your subconscious mind into the optimal safety each time you leave the comfort zone, right? And what do I mean by the optimal safety? It means like you're going to feel twitching in your body. You're going to feel, you know, what actually very often happens is that they get brain foggy. They all of a sudden feel discombobulated. And then they contribute that to their ADHD or whatnot. But actually, they're going into the freeze state because of something they were planning right on doing.
No doubt. Right? No, I'm hearing that. So what about, how do you take your personal experiences with your, that you've dealt with, to your clients so they understand that, how you overcome?
Oh, okay. Okay. That's a great question. Well, I go back to safety. I go back to my own body. I use sensory experiences. So often I go and take a shower. I smell coffee. I have my essential oils. So everything that I can do to go into the equilibrium, to go into the feeling safe, right? And I do not push myself. I say, okay, I'm going to give you as much time as you need. So there's no timer. There's no, okay, go back into your body in 2, 3, 1, right?
No.
3, 2, 1. So this is how I do it. So I always, you know, practice what I preach, because this is what my entire business is all about, right? I've helped myself to get out of the clinical depression, to utilize my ADHD, right? And I mean, you know, for someone who has trouble sitting and focusing for a prolonged period of times, I dare to say that, you know, gaining a master's degree in business, writing 2 books, hosting several speeches across the globe, and basically mastering 3 languages, I think I did pretty good, right?
Yeah, you definitely did. No, and you can show them that, but you can also take the perspective of other people that are neurotypical would not get and understand them like you would understand them as a coach. And especially, well, why didn't you do this? Go this list. You didn't accomplish it this week. Why? Well, I didn't accomplish it because of this and all that. And I think that you also look at the whole process, not just they could be killing it in business, but their lives are just a mess everywhere else. And then that's where you're going to tell them, okay, take a step back. This is too extreme. Let's flip it a little bit. And this is going to make you healthier, happier, and more and not depressed. So a lot of people successful are depressed. So it doesn't mean just because you were successful that you're not depressed and unhappy with yourself. So I see a lot of that. Do you take any things from like the law of attraction and stuff like that and mindset into your coaching?
I mean, you know, I've been in the personal development industry basically since I was born. And over the last 7 years, I've attended so many courses, gained so many certifications. Who I really do love as a company is Mindvalley, right? And yes. I've been to the Mindvalley University. I've met a couple of their keynote speakers and teachers and mentors and guides, and they're fantastic people, especially Eric Edmeads, especially Dane Herr, Access Bars of Consciousness. So to answer your question, yes, I have been deep into the personal
development. I already know someone you got to go see, and that's Mirabai Devi. She's a client of mine, and she's like from South Africa, famous all over the place. I mean, she absolutely is killer when it comes to specific areas, especially intriguing stuff. You definitely have to check her YouTube channel out. All right. Best place people can find information on you, learn more about you. Where can they go?
Well, they can go to my website, which is www.taylortenna.com, or they can just kind of Google me and they're going to find my LinkedIn. They're going to find my Facebook. And if in a case they have Instagram, they can just search for ADHD/ leadership coach. I think, I'm sorry, my social media manager changed my name just yesterday, and I'm yet to see, but actually, if you just kind of Google, I think Tenna Taylor Instagram, you're going to find it straight away.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.